Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Mab for Mortals, How to Run, Think, and Eat Like a Champion Marathoner by Mab Kaflesgi and Scott Douglas. Narrated by David Sadzin. Forward. In 2004, I was beginning my third season as head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. On August 29, I was in my office at the Colts training facility, working on the game plan for our final preseason game. I had the television on, trying to keep an eye on the Summer Olympics, which were going on in Athens, Greece. The Olympic marathon was being run that day, and as the race unfolded, it became apparent that an American, Mab Kaflesgi, was going to have a chance to win a medal. In the final miles of the race, three men broke away from the pack and staged a grueling charge to the finish line in the quest for gold. Mab ran his best time of the season to finish in second place and become the first American to win a medal in the marathon in 28 years. I didn't know him at the time, but I remember being so proud that an American man had done so well in the signature event of Olympic track and field. Little did I know that I would one day get to meet Mab Kaflesgi. 5 years later, in 2009, I was retired from coaching and working for NBC's Football Night in America. Our Sunday evening broadcasts were done from Rockefeller Center in New York City, and my normal routine on Sunday mornings was to take a walk through Central Park before heading into the studio. On this November morning, my walk was disrupted because the park was blocked off to accommodate the runners in the New York City Marathon. And who would win that day but Mab? At the age of 34, he would run his personal best time and become the first American man to win the race in 27 years. Shortly afterward, we got a chance to meet, and I found out that we had a few things in common, including our love of competition and our Christian faith. I had been blessed to win the biggest prize in football when our Colts team won Super Bowl 41 in 2007. But along the way, I'd had some disappointments. I always felt it was my faith in God that allowed me to keep chasing after my goals, and I found out that the same is true of Mab. But as I got to know him, I came to see that some of the disappointments I had experienced were nothing compared to what he had gone through. As I learned about his life story, I was blown away. Mab was born in Eritrea, one of 10 children. He and his family were refugees who came to the United States in 1987. Distance running became his love, and he enjoyed tremendous success, but he had to overcome several injuries along the way. He'd actually had treatment in Tampa performed by one of our Buccaneers team doctors after a particularly severe injury. There was no guarantee that he would ever be able to run at such a high level again. Through all the injuries and disappointments, however, he never gave in to discouragement. He always felt the Lord had other things for him to accomplish, so he continued to set goals for himself. In 2013, there was a tragic bombing at the Boston Marathon, which resulted in 5 deaths and injuries to almost 300 people. When that happened, Mab told himself he wanted to win the Boston Marathon as a tribute to those people. As noble as that goal was, it just didn't seem possible. It had been almost 30 years since an American had won this race. But the next year, just 2 weeks shy of his 39th birthday, Mab won the Boston Marathon. That made him the first person ever to win the Boston Marathon, the New York City Marathon, and an Olympic medal in the marathon. How did he do it? In Mab for Mortals, he shares his secrets. Actually, they're not secrets, but merely the things that he has learned throughout his career in running. In detailing his steps of setting goals, working hard, and persevering no matter what obstacles may come in his path, Mab gives his formula for success in running and in life. This book will give you instructions on running and training that will help you whether you're a casual runner or pursuing an Olympic medal of your own. I believe you'll love this book, because in addition to telling you what to do, it tells you how to do it. Not only does Meb talk about the physical aspects of training, but he also takes a look at mental preparation. How do you prepare yourself to succeed? How can you stay on course when the going gets tough? How do you make sure you stay focused on the little details that separate the winners from the also-rans? If you enjoy running, I know you're going to enjoy this book. So dig in and get some tips from arguably the greatest distance runner in United States history. Tony Dungy, former Super Bowl winning head coach and New York Times best-selling author. Introduction. Be Like Meb, my multifaceted program for running success. How did you do it? That's a question I heard again and again after I won the 2014 Boston Marathon. How had I beaten the strongest field in Boston Marathon history to become the first American man to win the race since 1983? How did someone with the 15th fastest personal best in the field come out on top? How had I rebounded from the worst marathon of my life only 5 months earlier? How did a guy who had won an Olympic medal 10 years before and had suffered many injuries in the decades since run a personal best just 2 weeks before his 39th birthday? The week after my victory, Runner's World published an article about my training before Boston. The response to the article was gratifying. So many people said they were inspired by my Boston win and how I'd prepared for it. They found that my approach made a lot of sense, and they wanted to know how to implement it in their own running. So I wrote this book. It describes in unprecedented detail how I prepare to take on the best runners in the world. More important, it shows everyday runners how to put into practice the training, nutritional, and mental principles that have guided me throughout my long career, which in addition to my Boston win includes that 2004 Olympic silver medal and the 2009 New York City Marathon title. Meb for Mortals isn't just for hardcore competitors. I wrote this book for all runners, eager to learn how to most effectively improve and enjoy their running. For some, that might mean learning how to train for a 5K or a marathon. For others, it might mean getting practical advice on how to eat for health and performance while also keeping their weight under control. For yet others, it might mean guidance on what exercises will best help them avoid injury and improve their running form. With the great range of topics covered in Meb for Mortals, my goal is to tell you what I do and why I do it that way, and to show you how to apply my example to your situation. What's in this book? I'm not the most talented guy. Whatever I've achieved stems from how I apply the three keys to success in running and life: good goals, commitment, and hard work. Those factors determine everything I do, from which races I run to my tactics in those races, from how far my long runs are to what stretches I do, and from how I deal with aging to, believe it or not, watching my weight. You might scoff at a champion marathoner saying he's not all that talented. Obviously, I have pretty good natural running ability. In seventh grade, without any formal training, I ran a 5:20 mile in phys ed class. That's an excellent time for someone of that age, but certainly not unprecedented. To compete as well as I do, I've always had to do more than just run. Since high school, when I first got serious about running, I've supplemented my basic running workouts with stretching, strengthening, form drills, and other practices designed to help me get the most out of my training. On top of that, I have to make difficult choices about how to spend my time. For example, in high school, I gave up soccer, which
Sample complete. Ready to continue?